But the phone does get hot. So I've seen a lot of reviewers saying that this phone has zero compromises. Well, let's see if that's true. First off, we get greeted by this themed out wrap with the box in the middle. It comes with a case and we'll get to the phone in a bit. There'll be 45-watt charger included, and here's the phone itself. And that actually feels a lot more well-finished than I expected. I did get the white so that it will be fingerprint smudge-free, as you can see here, and in my opinion, it looks a lot more expensive compared to the RGB all the way look that's too gamified. Moving on to the accessory box, it's actually a cooling kit which includes a MagSafe cooler and a case for the phone. The build on this phone is plastic all around and it is quite slippery. It has a big nice screen but it tends to be hard to type on with one hand only, so I had to resort using two hands whenever I type with this phone. I like how the light strip on the back has more fluid animation to it, and as well as it's actually usable now and not just a gimmick. You can use it for notifications and even as a marker for your timer when taking photos. If you've been on the Tecno Poba 5 or even just the Nothing A series phones, without a case, the back plastic of those phones are definitely smudge magnets and you'll end up needing to clean those every single time or just hide it in a case, which actually defeats the purpose of flexing out the design, just for the sake that it won't get dirty. And that's something that Infinix was actually able to avoid with their white model. P.S. Even the white models on the Nothing A series is a hell of a fingerprint magnet compared to this one. This phone is flexing 144Hz of display, but it's mainly limited to the system apps and some social media apps. The rest, even games, are capped to at most 90 to 120Hz. Next, Infinix is flexing out that you can use this for all-day gaming without missing some frames. But that actually will only be possible when you can keep the phone cool with the cooler, as the phone does get hot after a while of gaming and throttles down. You have triggers which are really useful in playing shooting games, and I'm not really a fan of COD Mobile, but I got hooked playing because of those triggers. As the certified MPL phone, esports games and even some other heavy games are playable on this. By the way, you also unlock ultra performance mode when your phone is connected to the MagSafe cooler, and it definitely helps out with the temps as well. Haptics on this phone actually feels quite nice, better even compared to my Realme 13 Plus phone. You also get a really loud speaker which they say was tuned by JBL. Moving on, we have the camera, which I would say is definitely not the strong forte of this phone, but it does take quite decent enough photos for everyday posting on social media and whatnot. And as well as, I'll give kudos to the video stabilization of this because it's actually quite better compared to the 13 Plus that I've been using. The phone does get hot. The cooler works, but the phone does get hot. So if you're one of the lucky ones to get a free kit like this, then congrats to you. If not, you're gonna have to find a third-party kit that you could use for this phone because it definitely gets hot. For the price of this phone, you're actually getting a lot more out of your money compared to the other phones of similar price. You get bypass charging, wireless charging, and even reverse wired and wireless charging. Something I also like is they copied a similar feature to Apple devices where you can actually see the max battery capacity that your phone can still have. So is this phone that's almost 14K well worth it? 12K if on sale? Definitely so, but it's not without any compromises. Also, for the target market that they're going for, which are the gamers, definitely a good budget gaming phone to consider.